Thank you for listening to this sermon that was recorded during Eastertide at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church. Our sermons are based upon lectionary readings for the day. For more information about Holy Innocents, visit our website or friend us on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and stay connected.
Grace to you and peace in the name of the one who said, "I am the true vine. You are the branches. Abide in me and bear much fruit." I am just back on Friday from my family's farm outside of Natchez, which my great-great-great-grandparents named Roseland. Probably for the climbing wild Cherokee roses that have become a little rare, but they grow along the edges of the old sunken roads, and sometimes they leap up in the trees searching for light. The blossoms are pure white and simple, with big golden stamens, no fragrance. The leaves are dark and glossy with lots of thorns. It's not the true vine. What a great metaphor Jesus came up with. It's not a vine to abide in, but oh, I love it when I see it. There are lots and lots of vines. Just at Roseland, there is crossvine, climbing fig vine, muscadine, smilax, climbing ferns up in the live oaks, wild clematis, and wild climbing hydrangeas, just to name a few, and tons of poison ivy. And, of course, honeysuckle vines, they're blossoming right now with what the poet priest Gerard Manley Hopkins says is the dearest freshness deep down. Vines. I'm going to say even the human divine vine that Jesus reminds us we are part of, vines do the vine thing in different ways. Some of them make their way in the world by growing tiny, delicate little tendrils, which curl and twist and sneaky snare a piece of bark or encircle a little bit of barbed wire. And before you know it, Virginia creepers pull the fence down. And of course, there are the twining vines, which just twist around themselves. Some grow thicker than a strong man's arm. And they encircle the tree as if the tree and the vine are dancing, swirling in very slow motion. And you've seen this, I bet, with wisteria. Eventually, sometimes, the old twisted vine is actually holding up the ancient hollow tree rather than the other way around. And isn't that the way it is in good relationships? Sometimes you do the holding up, and sometimes somebody else does. Other vines. I think I'm this kind. They move on little hairy-footed suckers that clamp to just about anything. Ivy moves that way. And in East Tennessee, the more practical-minded folks in my parish and I had a running, good-natured battle about some ivy that grew up the front of the church. I thought it looked fabulous, but all were not ivy fans. I remember in particular an elderly couple, a 90-year-old doctor and his 80-year-old accountant partner. They'd been together 60 years. Well, Fred and Bill tended the flower beds around the front door, and they would fight that old ivy getting in their roses, And they would glare at it sometimes, trying to climb up into one of the church windows. And they would shake their heads and say, "Martha, Martha, those little suckers are just rooting into that old crumbly mortar between the bricks right this minute." And of course, they knew their vines. And they really knew what kind of vines do not need to be growing up an old bricked church. I wasn't 10 minutes out of Maryville on my way to you before they tore that ivy out. And they sent me a photo. And on the back it said, "We miss you. Love, Fred and Bill." And you know, we still keep in touch. Because I knew they were right all along. And they needed to win that battle. And because, of course, we are connected in a vine lots more beautiful and powerful and true than ivy. Vines can be serious troublemakers. And I think Jesus chose this way of telling us who he is on purpose. Remember, he didn't say, "I am the tree of life, which stays put, and we stand under its shade, and then we walk away and do our thing." And he didn't say, "I am the fragile flower of life, which blooms for a season, for us to maybe take into our homes or in the church, and then toss." What he said is, "I am the vine, and you are the branches." So that means your very next turn, my very next choice, our very existence affects all the rest of us. Even, Jesus says, God. So connected are we in the vine. Or we are cut off. And that is the definition of sin, literally. So we are not invited to admire Jesus on Sunday and then walk through our week cut off, cut loose. That is to live shallow and to die, really. We are invited instead to trust and to know that we can abide and live in the vine, which gives us life, direction, meaning, power. Now, sometimes you are in a season of winter when nothing looks like it's happening and you feel half dead and yet you abide. And sometimes you are in a season of confusing growth and lack of direction and yet you abide. And sometimes you get twisted around a situation you would have never chosen. And yet you abide. And sometimes you just get pruned back. And let's face it, we would all prefer to do our own pruning. But even in the pruning, we abide. It's weird, for the last 5 months, the staff here has been studying excerpts from a vine-ish, kind of a vine-ish book called Connecting, and now so is the vestry. And we have been talking about how the fruits of the Spirit, energy, wholeheartedness, creativity, integrity, compassion, truth-telling, hopefulness, joy, peace, justice, generosity, love, all that good stuff that Jesus says is abundance of life, it surges through us, among us. Not all the time, but a lot of the time. Even the first disciples weren't connected in good ways all the time. But either the good stuff surges through us and invites others into our life, or it doesn't. I've never thought about it like this before, but I have experienced it. When a church is a true vineyard, it's wonderful. And when a church feels like poison ivy, it's not. We really are always part of some vine. And what surges through us can give life to us, to others, to everybody. Or what surges through us can be toxic and make people sick. Now, what makes us different from the vines with leaves on them is we get to choose which vine to be part of. We choose for ourselves, and we choose for our kids. I love the woods, but something I could never learn out there by myself, even with all the finest vines in the world, I could never learn that the dearest freshness surges deep down in your life and mine on this vine. And Jesus makes us a wild promise, really wild, that if we abide on the vine, if we stay connected, we will receive the desire of our deepest heart. This is not magic or hucksterism. This is the mystery of Christ surging through our hearts. Abide in the vine and ask for whatever, and in some twisty, turny, sucker-footed, heart-surging time in eternity, it will be done. Amen.